This talk contains extracts out of the Soul Survival Manual, which is a practical guide to understanding subjugation of the mind. For a fuller understanding, it is advisable to obtain the 20-page document and study it in its fullness. It also contains some extracts from the book The Testament of Truth, and needs to be read in conjunction with that book. And the understanding also needs to be used with the help of informative tapes that are available. These are Minds Under Siege, Spirit Communication and Spirit Possession, Meditation for Adults and Children, the Ark and Star Tapes. This manual has been compiled to assist you towards a comprehensive understanding of what is actually taking place as unreasoned action or escalating insanity rises planetarily, and why this is happening. What we need to know about the present and coming times in order to assist ourselves to be able to remain sane and rational, and thereby competent to help others who are becoming mentally and emotionally incapacitated. With the negative emotions in all of us rising within our souls to be cleared out, intensifying negative thought intrusion into the minds of ordinary human beings is leading us to irrational acts. Acts being carried out during moments of insanity when our positive reasoning fails us. Our previous understanding of the helping process in these circumstances, whether through the use of drugs, current psychological, emotional or spiritual understanding, is not able to help us at this time. What we urgently require is a deep understanding, an insight into the spiritual realities that so forcefully impact upon our lives. We are all experiencing more and more people in crisis, despair and hopelessness. A futility pervades our society globally as the structures we relied upon so heavily begin to decay. Nation, state, government institutions, family and church are systems in disarray. Our own emotional state becomes perturbed as we come to the realization that man-made laws, upon which society is based and which for so long have solely governed our lives, become daily more farcical. We have no answers simply because we have relied primarily upon these systems based on man-made laws. We have forgotten that matter is finite, having a beginning and an end, and that only spirit is infinite or eternal. Only spiritual law, therefore, will provide us with the answers we need at this time. This manual is written to provide a quick, deep understanding of spiritual law and truth. It contains insight into the following spiritual realities. What is occurring? Escalating insanity. Experiencing the power of negative emotions. Thought intrusion into our minds, manipulation and subjugation. Our mind is controlled by thoughts that we don't want to have. Why is this occurring? The fulfillment of God's spiritual law. You will now reap what you did sow. From the drawing in of negativity through retaliatory deeds and expressed negative actions, as we demanded justice, we are thereby failing to heed the command to only love. Why is this occurring? It is occurring because it is the fulfillment of God's spiritual law. You will reap what you did sow. When we drew in negativity through retaliatory deeds and expressed negative actions, we actually sowed negativity as we demanded justice. In doing this, we fail to heed the only commandment, love one another. The cleansing love of God outpouring from within us. How is this manifest? Our negative feelings intensify as they are drawn to the surface by the outpouring light within, thus allowing our minds to be more susceptible to thought intrusion. What we need to do: keep out dark, deceptive thoughts by heeding the wisdom of the call of the light to only love through total non-retaliation, either verbally or physically. And by building the Ark of the Mind. First principles towards understanding. Acceptance that there is a spiritual law that governs all of us. As you sow, you reap. Without that insight, understanding is not possible. Knowledge regarding this law, as is revealed in its fullness in the book The Testament of Truth. Acceptance that this is the word inspired by the light, God, to help mankind at this time. Acceptance that there are souls or spirits at other levels of consciousness, and that they can and do link into our minds telepathically. Acceptance that thought from the dark can access our minds to mislead and deceive us. What is required of you? Read and learn and observe clearly how the above applies to yourself first. Realize that you are being subjected to mental subjugation as everybody else is. Read this manual fully and then commence the meditation program that will immediately begin to fortify your mind against negative thoughts that are already intruding. Be consciously aware at all times of your thought processes. If they are such that they are not of the light, in other words, negative, reject them and think of the star so that your mind can focus on what is positive. Endeavor to relate the accompanying understanding to those around you and thus more quickly reprogram your own understanding of mental trauma. Pass on this wisdom to all you meet so that others too can become more helpful and understanding. Be aware that others as well as yourself will experience great difficulties in controlling your minds, particularly as negative emotions surface within you. Be prepared fully with the clarity of this message for that time. Spiritual law and other facts. 1. That God's justice is absolute. That which we put out will return to us. What we sow, that we shall reap. This immutable law cannot be avoided. 2. That the light, God's creative loving energy, is infinite and flows for all in the universe to draw upon. 3. That the dark, the negative energy, is endless and also flows for any in the universe to draw upon. 4. That the choice as to which side of God's energy source we draw upon is shown by our expressed deed. The freedom of this choice should be yours, and only yours, and must not be determined for any of us by any other. 5. Any deed which is only loving is positive, and therefore draws light into the soul. Any deed which is based on man's law seeks retribution, and is therefore retaliatory and negative. All deeds of retaliation, whether verbal or physical, are negative and therefore draw darkness into the soul. 6. We are all God's children, and therefore all are to be loved, no matter what their deeds. 7. God's love is now giving us an opportunity to clear debts more quickly so we can return to the light. This happens if we do not sow any more negativity by retaliating as we are suffering our emotional feelings. 8. It is the time now where each side will claim its own. Those exuding light to the light, those exuding darkness to the dark. 9. To stay in the light, we must keep our dark thoughts out of our minds and not allow them to overpower us. 10. It is important to prepare people with the knowledge that negative emotions will be felt by us, but we can stop the negative thoughts that lead us to retaliate and have to feel further negative emotions. The interplay between emotions and thoughts. Our negative actions have the express purpose of causing pain, spreading deceit, controlling others, and total destruction. The flow of universal love is drawing negative emotions up through and eventually out of our souls on a continuing basis until the soul is free of them all and finally purified, having only light within. This is known as the Christed soul. The power or pull of negative emotions can be difficult to control, but it is within our capacity to do so if we can control the accompanying thoughts. We must remember, however, that we are telepathic instruments and therefore subject to thoughts emanating from the light, the positive, and the dark, the negative, both of these being aspects of the source. The link between us and other spirits on other levels is the vibration of our negative feelings. They respond to our vibration and manipulate our thought processes in an attempt to make us do the wrong thing. It is the act of sinning which satiates not only our feelings at this time, but also theirs. This is the little known or understood area of spirit possession. By this spirit possession, as it is known, not only are our thoughts being manipulated, but our feelings are being compounded by theirs as the negative energy flows through both parties. This intensifies the feelings being felt. Thus, we can find it impossible to resist what we feel we must do, and we do it, for a short time span, having possibly lost all control of our thoughts, reason, and sanity. In this way, we become robots, controlled and manipulated by others from unseen levels. At this end time, when God's cleansing love is flooding through the entire universe, the negative emotions of all spirits on all levels of consciousness are being drawn out at an escalated rate. Consequently, a far greater percentage of people on the planet and in spirit will become intensely negative and totally irrational prior to the sin forces clearing from them. This will result in a far greater level of insanity and spirit possession. All people at some stage will become influenced to a great degree and will be mentally forced to carry out the intent of those from lower levels of consciousness. The attack on the thought level will also be when we are asleep, and many will suffer horrendous nightmares. The tide, so to speak, has commenced to run in. It will escalate at a rate, peaking as the planet becomes a madhouse of men, women, and children cycling in and out of unreason or insanity. We must remember the soul needs to feel the negative emotion to gain spiritual understanding of it. But the soul is only sinning when we express and cause pain, which is sowing, which under the divine law we must reap again at some other time. We are all personally responsible for our actions towards others. As we are now to reap more quickly for past sinning, we will suffer more at the hands of others. But if we can see this as simply reaping that which we have sown and keeping our minds free from thoughts, we will be more able to come to grips with this situation. We must tell all to avoid further reaping. We must sow no more negativity and stop causing pain to others. Those who mentally fortify their thought processes to the positive now will be rational helpers, because with mental fortification, they will be under less stress. This will enable them to assist those in desperate need of consolation with understanding. Negative subconscious programming of the mind from happenings in childhood, through our own fears or from others' negative projections onto us, may be gradually eased and lessened. This occurs when you heed the message given in calling out through the simple prayer. For as you do this, you are drawing on God's light. There is no resolution as such to any problems. When our minds are linked through our negative emotions to the whisperings from the dark, the dark simply tightens its control over us through our thoughts. And when we try to sort it out and find a resolution, these thoughts tie us in endless knots. It is these thoughts that are the inspiration of our expressed deeds, deeds that become more irrational and even fatal to ourselves and or others. We attain peace through the cessation of the confusion of the negative thought flow. This is only fully accomplished when God draws out the particular active negative emotion. Prior to that, the mind is fortified with the fully explained meditation prayer that lessens the impact of dark thought intrusion. How best to help others? When meeting with or confronted by an emotionally unsound person who has been brought to you for counselling, or one who has come to you freely for an understanding, an awareness of the four basic types of responses to the escalating trauma may be observed. 1. People totally blinded by their emotions. Because of thought intrusion into their minds, these people cannot even hear your voice. Your voice does not reach them. It is best to leave these to God. The important thing is not to confront them and rouse them any further. 2. Those yet able to hear you and understand you, and thus will benefit from your good counsel. 3. Those expressing darkness through aggression. 4. Those withdrawn through fear. Some of these will be unable even to verbalize that fear. Emotions have made them mute. There are, of course, the others, being variations and combinations of the above, caused by different emotions at play. Clarity of perception. The most important thing all counselors will have to remember is that in every case you see, the core of the problem is the same. It is our own personal emotional response with the accompanying thoughts which is the base of our problem. The intense suffering of people in the present is their release from negative deeds perpetrated by them in the past. The problem will unfold within their minds and yours by thoughts or from your inner feelings as you sit quietly and listen to their story. This may or may not be what you are being told by the other, who is only relating their process or their problem from their clouded point of view. They do not see the cause that is actually hidden within them. For example, I am angry at my neighbor for shooting my son and my thoughts are telling me to go and get him. Or, I feel rejected because my partner is having an affair. Or, my thoughts and fears and aggression are out of control and I cannot sleep. I'm all hyped up and I feel as if I'm going to kill myself or others. Or, I feel as though there is another person in my body who prompts me and I do not like that feeling. All these instances, the reaction that we choose to have comes from within ourselves, not from the external source. The old understanding was, we listen to them. They wish for us to commiserate with them as they endlessly regurgitate their problems that are based on their belief that the other party is totally to blame. The spiritual insight is that they listen to us. We listen to their story with an understanding of the true picture in mind, being the spiritual aspect as to why any of us are suffering at the moment. In every case, it is the same. It is not the situation, the circumstance, the system, or the other person that is the problem. It is our own negative emotions that were triggered, causing thoughts to become out of control in our own minds. I reiterate, the actions of the other party were but the trigger that activated the motion, the emotion that are actually within ourselves, thus allowing easier negative thought access to our own minds. When they come to you, they need an understanding of the truth that, no matter who did what, to whom, the external event, circumstance or person was only the trigger that activated their own emotions. Once the trigger has occurred, the rising emotion allows for intensifying negative thought access to our minds. Their own inner feelings and resultant thoughts are the cause of their mental and emotional suffering. This will be the hardest thing for people to accept. We have become so used to finding some external reason for our inner problems that most people will be unable to hear this. The situation is compounded as they begin to focus upon the actions of the other person, because this leads to endless negative debate about fairness, justice, apportioning of blame, etc., which is in fact the negative thought intrusion in action. You must then express your love and care for their well-being as they tell you of their problems. Remind them that within their core is the divine spark of God, that is love and beauty and joy, and that that is there within all of us. That they are a wonderful person, and that the painful emotions will lift soon, but that their thoughts need to be lessened if this is going to happen. You tell them about what is occurring at this time and what is happening within all. You speak about the law of God. What you do to others comes back to you. You tell them what happens to the blind who could continue to deny the call of love one another. What happens is that their souls suffer endlessly. You tell them about the star prayer, how it helps to build the ark of the mind, and that it activates light from God that will lessen the impact of thoughts flowing in from the darkness. You ask if they have any questions pertaining to this understanding or any other questions they may have. You may remind them that God said that we must forget the past. We must forget what others have done to us or what we have done to others. For if we do not, the thoughts will go endlessly on. Be forgiving of others' ways and deeds, and also forgiving of our own failings, and then encourage walk forward. Every day must be a new day. Do not commiserate. You are with them to tell them something, not to discuss their process endlessly. It will not be resolved through continual discussion, for this is an avenue for thought processes to go on and on. All are to just maintain their own goodness and godliness and let others do their own thing, whatever that may be. Be aware as you talk to them that others in spirit are present and listening and learning also. When you feel that enough is said, you ask within yourself of those guiding you that they please help them on their road. Tell them to join you in saying the meditation prayer by repeating the words after you. Encourage them to say it 3 times a day, as this will help negative thought intrusion into their minds to be halted for that time. Give out a brief summary and also tell them of the availability of the books if they are able to read and not too unstable. Ask them also to pass this message on. Remember, due to the extraordinary time soon at hand, that man's usual counselling ways are to be forgotten. Endless continued discussions and attempting to sort out problems is fruitless. They are only fully resolved when the emotion is cleansed out of that soul by God. You will find that in most cases only one visit will be possible, and in that brief 10 minutes or hour you have, All that needs to be said must be said and done. When they walk out of your door, you may never see them again. They may fail and fall without the truth. Do not think that you will give them more counsel or papers another day, that they may not come. Remember, all control is of the darkness. All must be allowed the freedom to express what they will. We are but here to advise that if they impose themselves upon others and express darkness, it will control them. It must be of no concern to any what others are doing. It is only the concern for each soul to be aware of what they express. All must only be within the bounds of God's only commandment, love one another. This encompasses in its fullness the words, be compassionate, forgiving, and merciful to all. Do not be afraid to reach out and hold close any person who is in deep trauma. Fear will be very great in people. People need to know that the arc of the mind is to lessen the impact of incoming negative thoughts, but it does not and will not halt what the individual has to feel as a consequence of what they have sown before. This brief talk is to assist in a realization that the escalating mental trauma can be understood and we can help people because the information is available. Thank you.